One of the region's best-known radio personalities and a valued member of the KERA family has passed. Glenn Mitchell died early yesterday at his home in Dallas. He was 55. The cause of death has not been determined. Glenn worked on and off at KERA 90.1 during his 30-plus years in broadcasting, the last 10 spent as the host of the award-winning and critically acclaimed The Glenn Mitchell Show, a program truly for people who wanted to know just about anything.
Hello, I'm Glenn Mitchell. First hour today, anything you ever wanted to know. Among the questions, why do baseball players spit so much? If you lock your knees when you're standing at attention, will you pass out? Hello, I'm Glenn Mitchell. The title of Robert Kaplan's book, All But Demands Attention. It's about the American military's work around the world. It's called Imperial Grunts. Imperial as in imperialism? Well, that sends one message. Grunts means boots on the ground, but as Kaplan found, that means a lot of different kinds of jobs. Hello, I'm Glenn Mitchell. Trying to pin down Texas music is tough. There's just too much of it, and it's too diverse. Blues and Tex-Mex, rock and roll and pop, rockabilly and classic country, folk and this indefinable stuff.
He had an insatiable curiosity and a broad intellect. Many who knew him said Glenn Mitchell could converse about any subject. Still, when it came to interviewing, he left nothing to chance. Jeff Whittington had been Glenn's producer for a year and a half.
He had an amazing ability to read books in succession day after day that were hefty. These were, you know, doorstops. He would be able to make the show something that people would get something out of. I think that was really the driving force for Glenn. And the reason Glenn was so good is that he took it seriously.
His colleague Bob Ray Sanders, now with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, recalls Glenn was in KERA's studio when the radio station signed on July 11th, 1974.
We called it the birth of the station, and Glenn was right there in the delivery room when that birth happened.
And there was a lot of time to fill.
We did a blockbuster every Saturday in the old days. You know, different people would take turns doing it, and we would do 12 or 13 hours on one topic.
Glenn helmed his first Christmas blockbuster marathon of music, history, and trivia that December. The show continued annually for more than 30 years. It also spawned a shorter version, The Christmas Stocking, which aired on public radio stations nationwide. Glenn held various titles at KERA, including program director, host and producer of Morning Edition in the late 70s, and reporter for Business Edition with David Johnson on KERA 13 in the early 80s. He also worked for other networks as a TV and radio reporter, host, and producer. He returned to KERA as a substitute host on the Karen Dinard Show. Glenn came back to 90.1 10 years ago to do a one-hour talk show for the station, but according to program director Abby Goldstein, he had ambitions to do a lot more.
He wanted to do 2 hours very, very badly, and I was not keen on the idea until we could get Glenn a full-time producer. So we put him on for 2 hours in 2001, and it was apparent pretty quickly that we had made the right decision, just based on the unbelievable variety of guests and topics that he booked, and his success in terms of audience and membership has been apparent ever since.
Glenn had a stable of regulars who'd come on his program periodically, including his old radio buddies who'd hold court for an hour, sometimes two, on offbeat topics. The Brain Trust last convened in October when Glenn did a week of shows at the Texas State Fair.
Gordon Keith is taking a busman's holiday. As all P1s know, he actually has a day job as the Yuck Monkey impressionist, social conscious, and George tormentor on the Dunham and Miller Show, mornings from 5:30 to 10 on the ticket. Although his co-workers tend to point out it's really, in Gordon's case, more like 6:29 to 10 o'clock.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, and Blackwood's here. If you want to talk sorry. No, Tom Blackwood is a Dallas.
Brain Trust member David Marquis.
That guy was good for a laugh anytime. In fact, I used to try, before the Brain Trust would go on the air, I would deliberately throw a one-liner out there sometimes to crack Mitch up, so when the intro music came on, he wasn't ready to go on. Because he'd be laughing.
But the feature Glenn may have delighted in most was his Friday Anything You Ever Wanted to Know program. He billed it as a place where all questions are answered, all knowledge is revealed.
Chris in Richardson says, is there such a thing as magnetic south as opposed to magnetic north? Pat in Arlington wonders, can anyone tell me how to prepare or roast coffee beans straight from the tree.
Producer Jeff Whittington says the concept was born one night on KERA when Glenn was filling in for talk show host Karen Dinard and the guest failed to show up.
So Glenn said, you know, hey, call and ask questions and I'll answer the questions. And he about two calls in, realized that he wasn't going to be able to answer these questions. So he decided to ask people to call in to answer the questions as well. And the show was, the phones lit up. The show was a hit immediately.
Glenn Mitchell was among the most highly regarded on-air radio people in the region. He won 19 Katie Awards in his North Texas career. The Press Club of Dallas praised everything from Mitchell's radio reporting to best use of sound. Four of those awards were for Glenn's skills as best radio talk show host interviewer. Bob Ray Sanders of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
All you have to do is listen to him, and you know what the people in the audience were feeling because he was so knowledgeable, and he had a way of just getting guests to talk. I mean, his awards speak to that. I mean, he just had that flair, and he's always had it, as far as I could tell.
Others agreed. The Dallas Bar Association honored the Glenn Mitchell Show five times with its annual Philbin Award. The Dallas Observer newspaper chose the show as the area's best radio talk show seven consecutive years. And within months, the show was expected to reach an even larger audience. His longtime goal of taking the show national was set to begin early in 2006 when Glenn's show was to air on XM Satellite Radio. David Johnson, stockbroker and financial reporter with KRLD and PRI's Marketplace, described Glenn's appeal this way.
For the sound of the radio station, he made it smarter. But it wasn't a bad thing to be smart. Sometimes you can be too intellectual. Glenn never wanted to be too intellectual. But he just enjoyed things.
Glenn had been ill for a few weeks. At home Saturday evening, he complained of not feeling well. He went to an emergency room and was treated and released. Later that night, unable to sleep, he moved from his bed to the couch where his wife Susan found him. He died sometime Sunday morning. Glenn Mitchell had earned the respect of his peers, his co-workers, and in what may be the highest compliment for an interviewer, the respect of his guests, including Mike Wallace of CBS's 60 Minutes.
What you're doing right now is you're looking at me, good-looking man, obviously, you're working closer to the mic than I am,
mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a man who has
done his homework.
Basically.
Yeah.
Thank you.